This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to today's exciting edition of Daily Facts.
The English language is known for its vast vocabulary, yet only four words end with "-dos". These are tremendous, horrendous, stupendous, and hazardous. Each of these adjectives has a strong connotation. Tremendous implies something extraordinarily great or large, horrendous suggests something dreadful or horrifying, stupendous refers to what's astonishingly impressive, hazardous indicates danger or risk. This linguistic rarity highlights the unique patterns and exceptions within English language word formation.
The Eiffel Tower, a global icon of France, was designed by Gustave Eiffel, who decided to honor 72 French luminaries by engraving their names on the tower's sides. These individuals were recognized for their significant contributions to science and other fields. The engraved names include mathematicians like Laplace and Lagrange, physicist Ampère, chemist Lavoisier, and engineer Navier, among others. This unique feature adds historical significance to the architectural marvel that is the Eiffel Tower.
The Antarctic ozone hole is a severe depletion of the ozone layer above Antarctica that was first noticed in the 1980s. In 1992, it reached its largest size to date, covering an area larger than North America, 24.7 million square kilometers. This phenomenon occurs annually during spring in the southern hemisphere due to special atmospheric and chemical conditions unique to this region. The primary cause is human-made chemicals like chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs, which destroy ozone molecules when released into the atmosphere.
Mexican jumping beans, contrary to their name, are not beans but seed pods from the Sebastiania pavoniana shrub. The jumping is caused by moth larvae of the species Cydia deshazeana. These larvae bore into the seed pod and live inside it. When they move or twitch in response to heat or light, this causes the bean to jump or roll over. This unique behavior has made Mexican jumping beans a novelty item worldwide.
Jell-O, a popular gelatin dessert, was declared the official state snack of Utah in January 2001. This decision was influenced by Utah's high per capita consumption of Jell-O. The declaration followed a lobbying campaign led by schoolchildren from Sandy, a Salt Lake City suburb. The proclamation aimed to boost the product sales, which were declining at that time. It also reflects the state's unique food culture, heavily influenced by its Mormon population, who are known for their love for this sweet treat.
In Japan, the culture of tipping is virtually non-existent. It's considered unnecessary and can even be viewed as insulting, implying the service provided was not up to standard. Instead, Japanese restaurants may add a 5 to 10% service charge to ensure staff are compensated for their work. This practice isn't universal. It's more common in upscale dining establishments or hotels where international customs are better understood and accepted. The charge is typically included in the bill total rather than being an optional extra.
Porcupines, belonging to the rodent family, give birth to offspring known as porcupets. At birth, these porcupets have soft quills that are primarily white in color. This is a protective mechanism for the mother during childbirth. These quills are made of keratin, the same protein found in human hair and nails. Remarkably, within just a few hours after birth, exposure to air causes these quills to harden and darken into their characteristic sharp and spiky form for self-defense against predators.
The statement is accurate due to the physics of air density. In hot temperatures, air molecules are more spread out, making the air less dense. This reduces drag and allows a baseball to travel further than in cold temperatures where the air is denser. Additionally, heat can make a baseball slightly more elastic and bouncy, contributing to its distance traveled when hit. However, other factors like wind speed and direction also significantly influence how far a baseball will go.
The yo-yo, a popular toy known worldwide, was referred to as a bandolier in the United States before 1928. The term bandolier is derived from the French word bandolier and the Portuguese word bandalho. This ancient toy has been found in many cultures throughout history, with evidence dating back to ancient Greece. In 1928, Pedro Flores ignited its modern popularity by starting yo-yo manufacturing company in California and rebranding bandoliers as yo-yos, which means cum-cum or to return in Filipino.
Karate, a martial art originating from Japan, literally translates to empty hand in English. This term signifies the unarmed nature of karate, where practitioners use hands and feet as weapons for self-defense. It was developed in the Ryukyu Kingdom, modern-day Okinawa, under heavy influence from Chinese martial arts. The empty hand concept also reflects philosophical aspects of karate, emphasizing mental readiness and spiritual emptiness necessary for mastering this discipline.
Thanks for being here and learning with us today. I'm Amalia Dupre.
And I'm Montgomery Jones. Good night and see you tomorrow.
If you liked this episode, then check out our other podcast, the Daily Life Pro Tips Podcast. Improve your life with practical tips in less than 10 minutes a day. Search for Daily Life Pro Tips in your podcast app or check the show notes page for links. This podcast is produced by Classic Studios. Please see the show notes page for fact credits. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with your friends.